you have to be out, Miss Lily, so she can turn on center. Yeah, so just be farther down on the line.
In the Dance Company studios in Rockford's Riverfront Museum Park, guest choreographer Jennifer Weber leads a group of dancers as they practice to Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's music for the Nutcracker Ballet. Written almost 120 years ago, it's music that's often heard at this time of year, just about everywhere you go. Weber says that familiarity is part of the Nutcracker's appeal. People grow up knowing the story and the music. That's why even people who profess no interest in either classical music or ballet love the Nutcracker. But familiar doesn't mean it's always the same. And for her, that's the challenging part.
It's very easy to fall into old patterns, but I think that it can be very magical, and you can take the story and you can take the wonderful music and still create something that's exciting for audience members that maybe have been to see the Nutcracker many times already.
Weber says how those ideas are carried out is influenced by the particular strengths of the dancers. And with a cast that ranges from kids just starting their first ballet lessons to seasoned professionals, that changes with each production. But Weber says that's one of the great things about doing the Nutcracker.
You can see your progression from year to year. You can start as that cherub or that angel and work your way up through the ranks, and it's really exciting to see that.
The dancers in the studio practice to a recording by the Rockford Symphony Orchestra, but in the performances they'll have the real thing accompanying them. It's a rare treat for most dance companies these days to be able to work with a live orchestra. RSO music director Stephen Larson says it's a treat for the musicians too.
They practically know it from memory, and so there's that freedom right from the very beginning. You don't have to worry about notes, you don't have to worry about security. Everybody can do the score practically without looking at it, so you can move up from there.
That's not to say it's easy. Larson says he has to keep a careful watch on the stage, even as he conducts the orchestra in the pit.
The dancers really don't follow you. You follow the dancers. I mean, to a certain extent, they'll follow the music because they have to. But you have to keep an eye on them and know that, oh, this tempo is getting a little bit ahead of them, and I got to slow this down.
There are a lot of dancers, around 85 in all. Weber admits getting it all together is a lot of work, but she's not complaining.
It is a challenge figuring out where the people fit in best, figuring out how everybody is challenged, figuring out how everybody can all fit in and work together, making sure everybody knows the schedule, making sure everybody shows up to rehearsals, but it's fun.
The Rockford Dance Company and the Rockford Symphony Orchestra present the Nutcracker Ballet 7 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. Sunday at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.